That's right. Would you give it?
Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you grace and thanks for this day. We thank you, O God, for all you've done for us and our city. We pray, O God, for those who rule over us. And we ask, O God, that you will bless the hearings of this meeting and help us, O God, to make the decisions that is better for our community. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Steve Forrest.
Here.
Mr. Roger Baldus.
Here.
Mrs. Phoebe Larson.
Here.
Ms. Shirley Wright.
Here.
Mr. Michael Kreuter.
Here.
Ms. Danielle Roos.
Here.
And Mr. James Evans is excused from this evening's meeting. We do have a quorum.
Proof of publication of this was done by public notice number 0412201817 30, posted on April 6, 2018. I think that there is a modification to the minutes. Okay. Do I have an approval of the minutes from last session or a motion? I have a motion by Mr. Baldus. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Forrest. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can you swear in the officers, please? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
For the record, Dale Hollingsworth, Greg McClellan, Amanda Yoder, Tyler Harn, and Ron Kemp accepted the oath. Good afternoon, Code Enforcement Board. My name is Dale Hollingsworth, and I'm the duly appointed manager for the division. I have several years of law enforcement experience serving in various capacities, including patrol, canine interdiction, and narcotics investigations. I'm a sergeant in the Army Reserve, serving my 10th year as a certified firefighter and lead rescuer by the Department of Defense, certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, been with this division for over 2 years, and will be leading the presentation of the code enforcement cases tonight. We'll proceed in the order for which representation has arrived, which will put us beginning in old business under consent agenda for noncompliance. This is on page 5 of your docket. It will be a Massey hearing for case COM18-0038. The City of Ocala and Officer Greg McClellan versus Tina, Logan, and others. The address is 1015 Southwest 7th Street. We have representation wishing to address the board.
Hello.
Hi. Can you raise your hand to be sworn, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Okay. Tina Logan, 1015 Southwest 7th Street.
Ms. Logan, what would you bring before the board?
Oh, I would like to say I have not compliance with the code. I've been dealing with my sister and my brother, waiting on them to take over and get it done because they told me they would. So I am going to take over bringing the property up to code. If you allow me to have an extension, I'll have it done. If you please give me one more chance, I'm asking that I will take control because I've been waiting on my sister and my brother to take care of the problem.
It appears that you had a prior extension?
Yes. Just one more, please.
How long do you need?
Probably 60 days, if that's possible. Because I'll be doing everything myself. I mean, well, you know,
but I'll have
getting the work done.
Let me hear from the staff, please.
Okay.
Good evening. they have had a previous extension already once. So at this time, the city would be opposed to any extension of time, but we agree with whatever you guys are suggesting.
Is the building secure?
There is a door that is pulled shut, but it is not able to be locked. She's telling me that there is locks. I haven't inspected that at this time.
Anything from any motions? Discussion?
I'll make a motion that we
give it one more extension for 30 days. What would be the date of the next hearing?
That would be May 3rd.
So we would need to have it done by?
May 3rd with, I would do my inspection on May 4th, checking for compliance.
I'll make a motion that we give an extension to May 3rd.
I have a motion by Mr. Kreuter. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Ms. Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ma'am, please stay in touch with your officer and let's get this done. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a good evening.
The next case is staying in old business. Again, a Massey hearing for case COM17-1328. The City of Ocala and Officer Ron Camp versus Moderate Chop LLC. The address involved is 1316 Northeast 24th Street. We do have representation wishing to address the board.
Thank you. The representation like to come up?
For the record, Danielle Reese is conflicting off.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and get sworn in?
Steve Rubiani, 2441 Northeast 3rd Street.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
What's your relation to?
I'm one of the partners in the Moderate Chop, and we've in the past month or so we've gone there and put a new roof on it, put the numbers on it. It is under contract with somebody to buy it.
When are you going to close?
Excuse me.
When will you close?
I believe there's a copy of the contract in the officer's file. I think in the next 30 days.
Have you pulled a permit for this property?
We pulled a permit for the roof. So.
Are you looking for an extension so you can close?
We're looking. What am I looking for, Deb?
We've actually had several meetings with Mr. Rudiani and some others involved in the case. What they're actually asking is that the board would amend the previous order in place to read. I believe it was 82-151 was the violations. The tenant caused most of the damage, if not all of the damage, within the structure, is my understanding. With that being said, they did evict the tenant. It is vacant now, so they're asking that the board would make a ruling to amend the previous order to only read, do not rent or lease this property until brought into compliance. At that time, if that's the board's ruling, then the city would basically give the property owner that compliance or would say that the property is in compliance with that particular order. They just would not be able to rent it or lease it in the future unless it was brought into compliance.
So you're actually suggesting that we don't leave it with the motion that would put it into compliance by them fixing the property?
Correct. That's their recommendation. That's what they're asking.
But that's not what you would recommend.
We're at the board's... At the board's discretion, we're not opposed to what they're asking because it is vacant. There is nobody else there, and we understand they're fixing to rid the property anyway. But again, this is, again, your guys' decision.
What other options that's what they're asking. The board have for an extension possibly to help out so the order isn't final now? Would there be a better way for the city to go on this rather than to leave it in noncompliance?
As far as the city's concerned, as far as compliance with the structure, if you guys strictly granted an extension to the case,
right,
then that would be something that would follow the new property owner. And again, I'll let Mr. Rudiani address you guys with that particular suggestion. Again, I just wanted to clarify what they were asking for this evening.
Thank you.
So you're asking for, what, a 30-day extension?
I'm not asking for an extension at all. I'm saying... We'll agree not to rent the property out, and if the sale doesn't close, we'll fix it. But I would hate to sit there and have the new buyer be bound to something that I agreed to. I'm saying we'll fix it.
And that would leave the property in noncompliance, which I don't think, since I'm on the board, that's ever happened.
When a tenant created a problem and we're not going to lease it to rent it.
So responsible to fix the property, though.
It's your property.
I agree. I agree. But if somebody's willing to buy it as it sits and they want to make the changes that they want to make to it.
Are they aware of the violation?
Yes. I mean, the code lien's a matter of record.
I understand. Does any of the board have any additional questions?
No. Somebody like to make a motion?
I'd
just make a motion that we amend it, that they can't rent it to a tenant, and it cannot be occupied.
Until this is, the transaction's finished.
No, it can't be rented as is. It doesn't make any difference who owns it.
Well, I agree.
Who owns it and the new owner.
Okay, so I have a
The new owner will be responsible for bringing it into compliance.
Correct.
Okay, that's my motion.
I have a motion by Ms. LaForest to modify it to, I'm sorry, to it's, not
they,
be able to be
not be
rented.
Able to rent it or lease it to lease anybody. It has to remain unoccupied, and the new owner, if they do sell it, will be responsible for bringing it into compliance.
Okay. Do we have a second? Motion dies. Okay, do we have another motion? So if anybody would like to make a motion to give an extension, that would be the right time as well.
Then I can't convey the property.
I would make a motion that we give him an extension to finish this property.
For how long?
That goes back to the buyer's
30 days.
As is.
I understand.
He wants to make the changes to it. Whatever changes.
Well, this is going to stop your fines starting at this point, and this is going to stop quite a bit. So if you don't want that motion to go through, so.
Can we hear from you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give you legal advice or anything, but I mean, I think either way, this is going to be the buyer's problem one way or another, whether an extension is granted.
The buyer's extension agreement will come back through, but I don't want to sit there. The code lien cannot go away until this case is closed.
Is that right?
So I need, what I'm asking for is we'll close this case, we'll make an agreement, and we'll make sure the buyer is aware of it so I can get rid of the code lien.
An agreement.
For the administration cost is what I need to have happen.
Okay, well, I have a motion on the table by Mr. Baldus, from Roger Baldus, to extend for 30 days. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Mr. Forrest. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Hard.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean,
30 days to be made.
May the 3rd.
First.
So we'll have to have it in compliance by May 3rd. Thank you.
Let me get the ball rolling.
All right. That was a scooter. Yeah.
Goofy.
The next case will be in the petition section of your docket. The petition is for KCOM16-1723. The address involved is 3002 Southwest 16th Place. There is a reduction worksheet in the file. Brief explanation is the cost of prosecution was paid. This property is in compliance. The cost of prosecution, the amount of $212.75, was paid March 15th. The abatement cost of $582.36 has been paid on March 15th. There are only daily fines remaining, two separate daily fines, one for $34.91 and $34.95. There were 71 days of noncompliance at $50 a day, at least $3,550. The second daily fine was for violations of Section 34, 141, 142, 143, 144, and 145. There were 100 days of noncompliance at $50 a day, leaving $5,000 remaining for that daily fine. The total in daily fines remaining at this time are $8,550. Our staff recommendation is to ask the respondent to pay 75% of the $8,550, which would total $6,412.50. Again, our recommendation is to pay that $6,412.50 by 4 p.m. on Friday, May 4th, 2018, or the fine shall default to the original $8,550 minus any payments made by 4 p.m. on Friday, May 4th, 2018. Go ahead.
Was this respondent the one that was in the original hearing?
It was not. I know we brought this one a couple times. It is now new owners, I believe, that are taking this property.
Closes tomorrow at 3:30.
So there are respondents here, so if you'd like, I'll go ahead and ask them to come up so they can be sworn in.
So who would be responsible for the fines, the new owner or the old owner?
The new owner.
It hasn't closed yet.
It would follow the property owner regardless. If they do close on it, then they are now obligated. Right now, it's in the previous owner's name because the sale hasn't gone through yet. So it'd still be on that property owner. As soon as the sale goes through, it then becomes their responsibility.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm Paul Clement.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Paul Clement, 525 Southwest 140th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34481.
Thank you.
And we don't have anything to do with the previous owners, and I'm here to on bending knees to get this reduced. I'm trying to get this house for my mom. And any reduction in this $6,000.
Were you aware of the fines when you bought the property?
Yes, and we were aware that it had already come before you before, and these people, whoever you were dealing with before, they weren't ready to pay it, or something happened and they didn't pay it. But we got the money right here, right now, and I can write you out a check right now. If you want me to.
That makes it easier for you to close on the property if you just pay the 75%.
75%, that's the best we can do on that?
Well, that's a staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation.
We've already paid all the hard money that was due.
Is the house in compliance?
House is in compliance. I went and did cut and hauled garbage all last weekend myself. This thing is looking really good now. I mean, that's a lot of money for us to swallow that we could use to put back in. This thing needs a paint job really bad. That's the first thing I got to do to it.
May I ask a question of staff about your thoughts on a further reduction on that? How long has this gone back now? It's been
100 days.
In this case, you can see that it's a CON-16 case. But that lease is 2016. When the order was signed, I don't have in front of me. Okay. That's just when the case started. It is in compliance. Just to stay consistent with staff, though, we're asking for the 75% to be paid because the city did end up abating the violation, if I'm not mistaken. That. But at any rate, to stay consistent with all property owners and petitions, we like to stay even across the board if we're not showing any special treatment or what have you. So we're asking 75% of anything other than that.
There was a motion. Are we ready to make a motion?
You can make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept staff recommendation of the 75%. 75% level.
I can't make a motion, but.
So how much is that going to be then?
A motion by Mr. Baldus. It looks like it's
$6,412.50. Is that what I'm seeing here?
How much?
Yes, $6,412.
$6,412.50 is what it's going
to
be.
Paid by 4 p.m. on Friday, May 4th.
That's the best you can do.
I have a motion by Mr. Baldus.
I'll go ahead and I'll make a second.
I have a second by Mr. Kreuter. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Me. I can't.
That's it?
That's it. All that the board was willing to make a motion on.
You've got a reduction of 25% of the fines, which hopefully you've taken into account when you made your offer.
Anything to do with.
I understand.
I understand that, sir, but you were aware of that when you bought the property.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes any representation for cases, so we'll proceed in the order of the docket at this time. Beginning in new business, the first case will be COM-18-0270, the City of Ocala, Officer Greg McClellan versus Shell Prentiss. The address involved is 712 Southwest Broadway Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations include Section 3491 definitions and 3495 weeds, accumulations of trash, or other unsightly or unsanitary matter. We've also included a previous finding of fact and affidavit of partial compliance classifying this case as a repeat violator. We've included our summary of findings, staff recommendation, and photographs location. Staff is prepared to answer any questions. Again, there is no representation.
Do I have any questions for staff? Do I have any motions?
Has there been any contact with the owner at all?
No, sir.
No? No, they've not responded. Make a motion, we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Forrest with a second by Mr. Kreuter. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is KCOM 18-0103. City of Ocala and Officer Amanda Yoder versus Timothy R. and Alice T. Lowe, also Wells Fargo Bank National Association as trustee for Option 1 Mortgage Loan Trust 2006-2, Division Assets-Backed Certificates, Series 2006-2 in the care of Owen Loan Servicing, LLC. The address involved is 3908 Southeast 15th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations include Section 3432, water collections, 3491, definitions, 3495, weeds, accumulations of trash or other unsightly or unsanitary matter, 82-511, definitions, 82-514, exemption for indoor pools and spas, 82-517, abandoned, neglected, inoperable, or hazardous swimming pools and spas. We've also included property registration and emails into this case. We've included our summary of findings, photographs of location, and staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions.
Same thing. Have you had any contact?
I've had contact with AltiSource, who stated that they were going to have a contract on the pool to be taken care of. However, I haven't heard back from them.
Go ahead and make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Kreuter. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Ms. Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Next will be KCOM 18-0148, the City of Ocala and Officer Tyler Horn versus Samuel L. Adams. The address involved is 1029 Northwest 14th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violations include Section 3491, definitions, 3495, weeds, accumulations of trash or other unsightly or unsanitary matter, 82-181, definitions, 82-182, dangerous building, declared nuisance, abatement required, and time limits, 82-184, standards for order and repair, vacation, or demolition, 82-442, implementation and enforcement of numbering system, master map, and 82-443, display of building numbers. We have included our summary of findings, photographs of location, and staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff?
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Kreuter. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Baldus. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is KCOM 18-0186, City of Ocala and Officer Tyler Horn versus Stephen T. Lewis and others. The address involved is the 1700 block of Northwest 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violation includes Section 3491, definitions, and 3495, weeds, accumulations of trash or other unsightly or unsanitary matter. Since this is a block of of 16th Court, not a specific address, I'll give the parcel ID, which is 2195-068-000. We have included a previous finding of fact and affidavit of partial compliance classifying this case as a repeat violator. We've included our summary of findings, photographs, location, and staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions.
Make a motion. We accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Forrest. Do I have a second? A second by Ms. Larson. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is KCOM 18-0286, City of Ocala and Officer Tyler Horn versus Grace Enterprises, LLC, in the care of June S. Cunningham. The address involved is 918 Northwest 17th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violations include Section 3432, water collections, 3491, definitions, 3495, weeds, accumulations of trash or other unsightly or unsanitary matter, 34121, definitions, 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles, and 82-3, barbed wire, electrified fences, razor wire, and fences or walls. We've included our summary findings, photographs, location, and staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions.
Any contact with the owner?
Yes, he has had contact with Ms. June Cunningham. She is the wife of the owner of Grace Enterprises, LLC. She is handling this property now as his health has deteriorated. It's several residences on one large parcel, each with individual addresses, but the case is for the property as a whole. She is working to bring it into compliance, but as you can see from the pictures, it's working with tenants. Is quite interesting when you're dealing with such an extensive amount of vehicles and debris and fences and various violations. They are working towards it, though.
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Kreuter. Do I have a second?
Second
by Ms. Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is KCOM 18-0329, City of Ocala, and Officer Tyler Horn versus Kevin Blazak. The address involved is 1424 Northwest 1st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violations include Section 3491 definitions and 3495 weeds, accumulations of trash or other unsightly or unsanitary matter. We've included a previous finding of fact, an affidavit of partial compliance classifying this case as a repeat violator. We've included our summary of findings, photographs of location, and our staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions?
Again, have you any contact?
No contact. He has not had any contact with this property owner.
Make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Forrest. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kreuter. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is KCOM 18-0030, City of Ocala, and Officer Ron Kemp versus Carlos and Rachel Rios. The address involved is 3740 Northeast 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation includes Section 3491 definitions and 3495 weeds, accumulations of trash, or other unsightly or unsanitary matter. We've included a summary of findings, photographs, location, and our staff recommendation. Staff is prepared to answer any questions. There is no representation.
The pool doesn't look holy.
Jeez, what a mess. Any contact with the owners?
In the beginning of the case, I did. But then I granted him an extension at one point, and then after that extension, he has not contacted me. He put up not a very good privacy fence trying to cover the back, but you can still see the violations. And he also put up a no trespassing sign, so I don't even go to the door now. So.
Okay. Make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Mr. Forrest. Do I have a second? A second by Ms. Larson. All in favor?
Aye.
We've already heard the one petition on your docket, so we'll move to old business under consent agenda for noncompliance. We've already heard cases COM 17-1328 and COM 18-0038. Therefore, we ask the board accept the following as consent agenda items and proceed with the previous order. They are cases COM 17-1468, COM 17-1644, COM 18-0028, and COM 18-0051.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Kreuter. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, go ahead. Second by Ms. Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any other comments?
City would also request the board accept all evidence, testimony, and presentations to be included into the record.
Moved.
I have a motion. Yes. Motion by Mr. Forrest. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kreuter. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
And I apologize for being tongue-tied on that one motion.
So how are your parents?
Did you get to agree with that?
Did the last time, I think they were.
I would have